Be careful what you argue when you're dealing with special counsel Robert Mueller. You may get a 282-page response from Mueller shooting down your argument, as Paul Manafort did. The former Trump campaign chairman argued that prosecutors overstepped their authority by charging him with crimes beyond Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The special counsel responded with a detailed memo explaining his power to investigate and charge Manafort and attaching a secret government memorandum from Acting Attorney General Rod Rosenstein detailing that authority and confirming the oversight Rosenstein testified to before Congress last December.
I know what he's doing. I'm appropriately exercising my oversight responsibilities, and so I can assure you that the special counsel is conducting himself consistently with our understanding about the scope of his investigation.
My guest is William Banks, a professor at Syracuse University Law School. Bill, does this memo shut down this part of Manafort's defense strategy?
I think it does, June. You'll recall earlier, Manafort brought a civil action to attempt to quash the lawsuit on the grounds that the investigation was beyond the scope of Mueller's authority. That's going nowhere, and now he's done what most criminal defendants would do, which is to challenge the authority for the investigation. But I think even without the new memorandum that you just referenced in your clip, the argument was a long shot. And I think now with a memorandum specifically detailing the kind of questions that Mueller was investigating concerning Manafort, I think it's game, set, and match. I think it's over.
There's a footnote in the memo from a section of the Code of Federal Regulations which notes that the special counsel has the authority to investigate federal crimes that interfere with the special counsel's investigation, such as perjury, obstruction of justice, destruction of evidence, and intimidation of witnesses. They didn't have to put that footnote in. Is it a warning shot Mueller is firing?
Well, it might be, given the record. Even, you know, this memo is dated August 2017. So in the months before that, we already had evidence, beginning with Mr. Flynn, that people in the campaign or central to the Trump organization might not have been completely forthcoming, shall we say, in their interviews with the independent counsel's office. So I think it is a warning.
Does this memo show how meticulous the special counsel is as he gets his authority?
Well, they're highly meticulous. They have been from the beginning. They don't leak. Mueller does not make public statements. It's an extraordinarily efficiently and professionally run organization, and we shouldn't expect anything different, I think, until its conclusion.
The Washington Post reported that Mueller informed President Trump's attorneys last month that he does not consider Trump to be a criminal target in the Russia investigation. Explain the implications of being a criminal target and whether this means Trump is in the clear.
Yes, it is an important use of language here. So he's not a target. That means that he's not subject to indictment. And that is because it's almost certain that a president may not be legally indicted while he's still in office. That's Justice Department policy, and it has been for a long time, and it's highly unlikely that Mr. Mueller would attempt to circumvent or make a case against existing Justice Department policy. At the same time, he indicated that the president is a subject of the investigation instead of a target. Subject means that he's still talking to the president and that the material that the president might provide to Mueller or his team could assist in developing evidence that could be used against others who could become targets or who eventually could include the president as a potential target down the road. If he wasn't a subject of the investigation, he might be characterized, say, as a witness. But he wasn't. He was characterized as a subject. So the Mueller still believes that the president's got something to say that's going to be useful to them as they try to get to the bottom of the Russia portion of this investigation, as well as the obstruction possibility involving the president himself.
I know it's never been done before, but could a president be indicted after he leaves office?
Yes, he could. Then he's a citizen like you and me. So he's subject to indictment at that time. It could happen. But, you know, the more likely remedy is the one that's been exercised a few times in our history, that is impeachment, if there are serious charges that could be grounds.
Bill, why do you think Mueller wants an interview with Trump so much? I mean, they keep pressing it. They haven't served a subpoena.
Right. I think there are two lines of inquiry that Mr. Mueller would very much like to pursue with the president. One involves the circumstances surrounding the termination of Mr. Comey. Did Trump fire Comey because of Comey's refusal to say that he was not a target of the investigation? The second line, of course, is his knowledge, the president's knowledge, about what members of his team, campaign-related or otherwise, did or had communications with Russians or others involved outside the United States in an attempt to support his candidacy.
So, Bill, Manafort has really come under fire from Mueller. He has all these different, you know, the indictments against him. He's got Gates to testify against him. We don't know what else he has. Do you suppose that Mueller is still hoping that Manafort will flip?
I believe he is. That's the way if you're reading tea leaves, I think here every day the screws turn a little tighter against Mr. Manafort, and the almost certain failure of this motion to dismiss the indictment that we talked about earlier, I think it tightens the screws yet again. And so now Mr. Manafort might be looking for a presidential pardon. And absent a pardon, I think we might be looking at a flip, because otherwise he's in very serious legal jeopardy.
Well, we have about 45 seconds left. You brought up the pardon. What if he does get a pardon from a presidential pardon? That wouldn't cover crimes in New York, and supposedly the New York AG is looking into this.
Yes. That's correct, and that would be true of others involved in this entire investigation as well. In some circumstances, there are potential state charges. I know I've heard in New York and possibly Pennsylvania for some of the officials under investigation. That's why we have a federal system. So the federal pardon is only part of the concern that each of them would have to focus on.
All right, Bill. Thanks as always. That's William Banks, a professor at Syracuse University Law School.